Blinking, she forced herself to look away. That had been happening more and more now, her noticing the sheer physicality of him, how he was so different from her, how his jaw had that beautiful smattering of stubble on it, how rough his skin was compared to hers. "Wow, these are good!" Rishi ate the remaining sticks in a couple of bites. Dimple smiled, swallowing to dispel the warm, liquidy feeling in her bones, and handed him the box. He ate three more before holding it out to her. "Oops, sorry, want some?" "No," she waved a hand. There was no way she could eat now, not when her stomach was so flippy and her eyes kept latching on to details like how much bigger Rishi's feet were than hers, or how broad his shoulders were beneath that coat. You'd think she'd never seen a boy before. "Hey, you okay?" Rishi asked, dropping the box into a trash can they were passing. She looked up to see him frowning slightly, watching her face. "Yeah, fine. Why?" She was still having trouble meeting his eye. She felt shy suddenly, like there was something new between them, something different. Now that they'd agreed to make this work long-term, it felt heavier, more serious. And she was allowing her brain to go places it hadn't quite gone before. Rishi reached over, grabbed her hand, and pulled her into the darkened alley between a shuttered jewelry shop and clothing store. Dimple leaned back against the wall, and he braced his palms on either side of her. Her heart thundered in the best way, her breath quickening. "What's wrong?" Rishi asked, searching her face. "Is it because of what we talked about before? Doing this long distance?" Dimple started to shake her head and then stopped. Sort of. She was having trouble getting the words out with his woodsy smell swirling all around her, with his heat pressing closer to her than the fog. "So what is it?" Rishi reached out and casually tucked a strand of her hair behind her ear, and without meaning to, she sucked in a breath and leaned into his touch. His brow cleared, and his eyes turned to honeyed fire as they drifted down to her lips, which, she noted, were now parted. It was like her body was this traitor, acting without her brain's permission. "Especially considering what you were thinking earlier," that annoying voice tried to interject. "Are you seriously going to let hormones get the best of you when there are important things to consider?" But when Rishi dipped his head down and pressed his mouth to hers, his rough stubble scratching against her chin in the most delicious way, her brain shut up entirely. His arms wrapped around her waist, cinching her to him, and she put her hands in his hair, feeling the silken strands between her fingers. When his hands slipped under her hoodie and shirt to rest against her bare back, her blood caught on fire. She did the same to him, reaching up under his coat and his shirt to feel the muscled firmness of his lower back. Rishi made a sound deep in his throat, and she pushed herself closer to him, feeling the way he definitely, desperately wanted her. And then he stepped back, panting. We shouldn't, can't do this. Dimple stopped, blinking, wanting him to come back and pick up where they'd left off. Her knees felt weak, like they might buckle. She wanted to sit on his lap or lie down with him.
"What? You mean here? We can't do it here?"
"Yeah, well, here." Rishi pushed a hand through his hair. "But also, we need to stop and think about what we're doing, where this is leading. We don't want to go too far, right?" Dimple stared at him. "Too far? Meaning?" Rishi nodded, his ears and cheeks pink. He was still panting a bit, clearly trying to calm his body down. She wanted to jump on him.
"Sex. We need to talk before we go further."
"Right, so I think we should go further."
Rishi laughed and groaned simultaneously, rubbing a hand over his face.
"Dimple, believe me, I do too. But this is not a conversation to have when we're both..."
He made a vague gesture between them. We need to think this through and talk it through with more rational minds. At least I'd like to.
He raised his eyebrows pleadingly. Dimple sighed.
If you're doing this because of some old-school concern for my honor, you don't need to.
He came forward and took her hands. It's not about your honor or mine. It's just something I feel we should think about beforehand. Instead of just doing it, I'd like to have some time to really decide if we want to take that step now.
It made sense, what Rishi was saying. This would be her first time, and she was pretty sure his too. They definitely shouldn't do it up against a grotty wall in an abandoned alley with feral cats watching judgmentally from a trash can. And she still needed to think about that voice, about what it had said, about whether any of those things had merit. If they did, sex would only complicate things further. But still, a part of her squirmed, frustrated at being thwarted. Her desire was like its own person, pushy and bossy as heck. Dimple took a deep breath.
You're right, she said, pushing herself off the wall. Let's think about it and reconvene at a later date.
Rishi laughed and reached for her, snaking a strong arm around her waist and pulling her snug against him. They walked back out toward the sidewalk together, Dimple feeling confused and frustrated in all manner of things she couldn't even begin to untangle. On Tuesday evening, Ashish set the camera on a little tripod he'd bought and looked through the screen. He'd gotten even more serious now that A, the performance was only 4 days away, and B, the conversation with Celia had not gone well that night after Rios. Not that either Celia or Ashish had discussed anything with Dimple, or Rishi, but their refusal to discuss it beyond an everything is fine, said volumes. Dimple and Rishi posed in their final outfits, grinning as the opening strains of Danse Pechance began to play. Dimple wasn't even that nervous anymore. Okay, that was a lie. Every time she thought about dancing in front of an audience full of strangers in 4 short days, she wanted to throw up. Or die. Or leap from tall buildings. Anything that would require her to not perform. But she kept thinking of the end goal, the prize, the money that would enable her to build a better app, which would be so much better in the long run. It'd make her, them, that much more likely to win InsomniaCon. Did you know 78% of the winners of the talent show have also gone on to win InsomniaCon? She said, pausing the laptop to adjust her headband.
Yes, I did know, my sweet, Rishi said, kissing the side of her head.
You've told me about 78,000 times.
Ashish snorted from behind the camera, but Dimple silenced him with a glare.
Are you still recording? Shouldn't you pause when we're not dancing? Aren't you running out of space?
Ashish looked at her quizzically.
You ask a lot of questions when you're nervous.
What do you mean?
He smiled and shook his head. I'm uploading all of these to the cloud so they're not being stored on my phone. We have a megaton of videos, so that was the best option.
A megaton is right. They'd spent a good 4 hours the night before watching videos from their training sessions, as Ashish was calling them, or torture sessions, according to Rishi. He insisted Ashish had gone all Coach Taylor Friday Night Lights on them. But Dimple liked the amount of effort Ashish put into coaching them. He had a natural eye for choreography, and everything he said sort of clicked for her. She knew they had a much stronger routine now than they'd had at the beginning. It was funny and fun, quirky, and just cool enough to get the votes they needed.
Rishi ran a hand along her cheek.
It's going to be okay, even if we don't win. We'll have tried our hearts out. That's all we can do.
She put a hand over his.
I know, but I want it so much. We have to win this, you know? Not just this talent show, but InsomniaCon. We have to.
He shook his head, a little bewildered.
But why? You're so talented, Dimple. Even if you don't win this one contest, you're going to go on to do amazing things. This app is going to change lives.
I know.
That's why I wanted to get the best possible chance it can. She looked deep into his eyes, trying to get him to see what she saw. This app can help people like Papa, I have no doubt in my mind. That's not me being arrogant, that's just what living with someone with diabetes has taught me. I've seen it encroach on his life. I've seen what it did to him. He tries to hide it, but the anxiety is real. And winning InsomniaCon is going to help me get to Jenny Lint, the one person I know can help me get it out to a wider audience. She's amazing, Rishi. You guys are probably tired of hearing me say it, but she is. I feel like just being in her presence will help me make my app better, let alone if she decides to help us build and market it. Dimple laughed, realizing how intense she'd gotten, like she always did when she talked about coding or Jenny Lint. She was even clutching Rishi's arm in a death grip. "Sorry," she said, loosening her stiff fingers.
"That's okay. It's my left arm," he deadpanned. "Don't need it anyway."
He began to dance around to the steps of Danse Pechance, his left arm stiff against his body.
"See? It works. Either way."
Dimple laughed and threw a pillow at him.
"Stop it!"
She took a breath. "Let's practice."
"Finally," Ashish said from behind the camera. "I thought you two were never going to get serious."
Chapter 46. Dimple. About an hour and a half later, they'd been through the dance once, watched the video once, and then done the dance again. Dimple stretched out her sore muscles. There was a light coating of sweat all over her. "I'm going to take a shower. I think we're well rehearsed, don't you?" she asked Ashish.
"Yes," he said confidently. "You don't want to overdo it. I think you guys just need to relax."
"Thank gods," Rishi groaned, falling backward on the bed. Dimple laughed and poked him on the knee with a toe.
"Gross, you're all sweaty, and now your sheets are going to smell like sweat."
He sat up and grabbed her wrist, pulling her down on top of him.
"You know you love it," he said, nuzzling her neck.
Goosebumps sprouted all over her body as the conversation they'd had last weekend after Rios floated into memory.
"All right, I'm out," Ashish said behind them. "You guys need to get a room."
Dimple looked over her shoulder at him, one eyebrow raised. Rishi laughed in her ear, his breath tickling.
"Oh, right," Ashish said, looking around, running a hand through his rumpled hair. "This is your room. Whatever, I'm hungry. I'm going to get lunch at that taco food truck. You guys want anything?"
They shook their heads at him, and he left, shutting the door behind him. Dimple turned back to Rishi in the silence. She was still lying on top of him, her soft lines molded to his hard ones. She could smell him, warm and soapy, with just a hint of musk. She shifted a little, and he made a noise in the back of his throat. Dimple was acutely aware that she could feel something against her thigh. The realization made her joints feel warm and loose, liquid. She leaned up and kissed Rishi, her tongue falling against his with a fervor that surprised her. After a minute of his hands on her back and bottom and hers wherever she could find space, on his face, in his hair, on his amazing shoulders, Rishi pulled her back a little.
"Wait, wait, wait," he said, breathing hard.
His eyes were deep and dark, nearly all pupil. She put her mouth on his again.
"Why?"
she said against it. He turned his head and groaned.
"We haven't finished our discussion from Rio's. And you're driving me insane. It's going to be hard to stop if we keep going. I mean, it's already hard."
Rishi turned to her suddenly, studying her smile.
"That's not what I meant."
She laughed and stroked his jaw with a finger, reveling in how his eyelids fluttered close.
"We don't need to talk. I've thought about what you said that night."
He looked at her again, serious.
"And?"
"And
I want you, Rishi. Now."
Dimple couldn't believe the words had actually left her mouth. Was this what lust was?
Did it turn you into this brazen, dauntless person who asked for what she wanted, in spite of usually being racked with social anxiety? Maybe Dimple ought to spend more time in a state of frenzied desire. Rishi stared at her.
So are you saying you want to have sex?
She put her mouth on his earlobe, feeling it with her lips.
I mean, why not? We're consenting adults. We thought about it. We have a room to ourselves. We like each other.
Dimple pulled back and looked at him sternly. Right? You like me? This isn't just an elaborate ploy to get into my pants. Rishi looked actually offended.
What? Of course not. You know I would never...
Dimple laughed.
Relax, I'm just kidding.
She put her head on his chest, listening to the thump-thump of his heart. It was solid, strong, trustworthy. She traced a finger from the hollow of his throat to his breastbone. I'm ready if you are. His hand moved to her hair, gently cupping the back of her head.
What about your parents?
She made a face that she was sure he would be able to see in her tone.
I'd rather we left them out of this.
He laughed, the sound rumbling in his chest.
No, I mean, won't they be disappointed? My parents would be. They're huge on not having sex until you're married. Once a cousin of mine was visiting with his fiancée, and they asked to sleep in the same room. I thought Papa would die of an apoplectic fit.
He gave them this huge lecture on how they were letting down their parents, him and Ma and all of the gods and goddesses. Dimple snorted. That was probably an interesting conversation to overhear. How old were you?
Like 11 or 12.
I was just disappointed. I wouldn't get the chance to press my ear up to their wall to hear something good later.
Ew!
Dimple slapped him lightly on the chest, and he laughed.
Well, she said, Mama has always talked to me about the evils of boys.
I don't think she was ever too worried, though. I never had a legion of guys coming around. If anything, I think she's always been worried that I'll end up alone with a herd of cats. She leaned up on one elbow and looked Rishi in the eye.
But it doesn't matter to me anyway. This is between you and me. This is our decision. Why should we think about our parents?
Rishi kissed her forehead.
Because it's what we do.
Dimple opened her mouth to argue but then closed it because she realized he was right. Whether she liked it or not, she did think of her parents when she wanted to make big decisions. They mattered to her, however much she wished it weren't true. Rishi pulled back and looked at her.
In this case, in this very specific case, though, I agree with you. I think we should make the decision for ourselves.
Dimple grinned and leaned in for a kiss.
Good.
Then my decision is that you should take off your shirt.
Rishi. This moment felt both hard to believe and completely inevitable, if such a thing were possible. They were each kneeling and facing the other now. Dimple's eyes were wide, her lips slightly parted.
Do you have...
Rishi looked at her, waiting. Have... And then realization dawned. She meant a condom. Rishi felt his face flush to match hers.
Yeah, I do.
When she nodded, Rishi unbuttoned his shirt, his fingers trembling slightly. It wasn't that he was nervous for Dimple to see him unclothed. It was that this felt like a solid, intractable line they were crossing. There were no take-backs after sex. There was no way to undo how much deeper they were falling into it. As he let his shirt fall, as he watched Dimple's eyes rove over his chest and stomach, with her small hands following haltingly close after, Rishi wondered if he should be hesitating more. Should there be more doubt? Should he have argued with Dimple more, to see if this was something she really, really wanted, and something she wouldn't regret later? She looked up at him.
You're unbelievably beautiful,
she whispered, her eyes shining like twin stars. And all his doubts vanished into the ether.
Dimple. Rishi took off her glasses with a gentleness that made her want to cry. His fingers barely grazed the sides of her face. Folding them, he set them neatly on the nightstand before turning back to her. Reaching behind her, he gathered her close and unzipped her kurta top. He paused, hands on her shoulders, and looked at her, a question in his eyes. Dimple nodded, biting her lower lip, her heart thundering so hard she was sure her chest was jumping with each beat. When her bra lay beside Rishi's bed, her jeans and underwear on top of them, all in a tangled, warm heap, she looked up at his slightly blurry form, trying to read his expression. It was reverential. There was no other word for it. He was looking at her like she'd stepped out of the pages of his comics, a living, breathing soulmate to Aditya, that wild, curly-haired girl come to life. Oh. The sound had escaped without Rishi seeming to notice. He leaned down and swept her hair aside with just his fingertips, gently kissing the side of her neck, her shoulder, her collarbone. Lajavab, he murmured against her skin. Dimple breathed out, her body turning to liquid gold under the slow fire of his lips. She closed her eyes, letting him guide them both downward onto the bed. Chapter 47. Dimple. When Dimple let herself into her dorm room around dinner time, she was still smiling. Her bones felt warm and flexible. Her joints were held together with laughing gas. Everything felt brighter, shinier. And she didn't even care if that was a cliché. She was humming Danse Pe Chance to herself when the lump of covers on Celia's bed moved. Dimple jumped. I didn't know you were napping in here. Sorry, was I too loud? The face that poked out had a goatee. Dimple shrieked. Chill, dude, Evan said, rubbing his face grumpily as he sat up. The covers pooled around his waist. He wasn't wearing a shirt. In spite of his six-pack, Dimple couldn't help but think that she much preferred Rishi's solid body to his. It just felt more honest, somehow. Where's Celia? She asked, but the door opened and Celia walked in dressed in a lime-green bathrobe that barely covered her butt. She looked from Dimple to Evan and back again, her cheeks flushing. Water dripped from her curls to the carpet. I thought you were going to be with Rishi till late. Yeah, I came to get my wallet. Dimple picked it up from her dresser and waved it around like proof. She looked at Evan. So. To Evan, Celia said, you should probably go. I'll talk to you later.
I'd. Dimple didn't know anyone in real life who said it like that, unironically.
He seemed to be pulling on his boxers under the covers, for which Dimple was grateful. He slid out, pulled on his pants and a shirt, and ran a hand through his hair. The silence was deafening. Dimple stood there, fiddling with the zipper on her wallet. Celia stared blankly at Evan. Finally, he nodded at them and left without saying a word. They both exhaled at the same time when the door closed. Dimple looked at Celia, trying to keep her expression as non-judgmental as possible. Celia's mouth was hard, defensive, and her hazel eyes flashed.
What?
She asked. Dimple held up her hands. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but you're thinking it.
Celia walked in and opened her closet door, then let her robe slip off. Dimple looked away.
Just say it.
Dimple sighed and walked over to her bed. She sat, holding her wallet between her knees. I don't want to say anything judgy, if that's what you're afraid of. I'm just... He's made you so unhappy. I don't want you to be hurt.
I won't be, Celia said, her voice muffled as she pulled some article of clothing over her head. I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
She shut the closet door and leaned against it, dressed in skinny jeans and a dolman-sleeved indigo-blue top that showed her belly button.
Which brings me to another thing. I decided I'm going to do the dance thing.
with Isabel and the rest of them. She looked at Dimple from under her eyelashes like she was waiting for an outburst, which Dimple was determined not to give her. Right, she said carefully. With the dancing in bikinis and stuff. Celia rolled her eyes and walked to the dresser where she opened up various pots of makeup and began putting them on. Yeah, it's really not a big deal, okay? Dimple chewed the inside of her lip, wondering if she should just let it go. Probably. But that had never stopped her before. It seemed like a big deal when he first told you about it that day in the class, remember? You left the lecture hall, crying. Yeah, but I was just overreacting. Look, you have a conflict of interest in this thing. Dimple stared at the back of her head, frowning. What do you mean? Celia looked at her in the mirror as she pressed on her eyelashes, using what must be a curler, but looked more like a medieval torture device. You obviously want me to get together with Ashish. I don't. I mean, that's not why I admit, I think Ashish and you make a better couple than you and Evan. She tried to say his name without gagging and mostly succeeded. But that's not why I'm saying this. You genuinely seemed upset, which you had every right to be. This isn't you, Celia. I know you want to fit in with the cool kids like you couldn't in high school and everything. Celia turned to her, her face remote and blank. You've known me a month, Dimple. Dimple felt something cold close around her heart. She stood up slowly. No, you're right. I know if I was going to make a mistake, I'd want my friend looking out for me, but maybe that's just me. And anyway, it's not like you can be friends with someone you've lived with for less than a month, so okay, I get your point. Celia's face flashed hurt for a second, but she just turned back to her makeup in silence. Dimple walked out without saying bye.
Rishi. At dinner, Rishi glanced at Ashish, who made a who-knows face, and went back to eating his chicken and dumplings. Their entire family was supposed to be vegetarian for religious reasons, but Ashish, of course, ate meat whenever their parents weren't around. Rishi tried to catch Dimple's eye, but she kept shoveling in French fry after French fry like she was punishing them with her teeth. For a small second, his gaze focused on her mouth, and he remembered things. But then, cheeks flushing, he pushed the thought away. Now was definitely not the time, Badale. Everything okay? He ventured, waiting for an outburst. Dimple had been waiting for them in the lobby, and when he'd reached for her, she'd patted his back perfunctorily, with way more force than necessary, and then proceeded to fume the entire way to the dining hall. Yeah, she said, gnashing her teeth as she chewed on a fry. Fine, just great. Fabulous. She sipped from her glass of Coke and glared at the ice cubes when they rattled. Then, looking at Ashish, she said, You need to forget about Celia. It's never going to happen. Rishi watched his little brother's face fall and then settle into its usual nonchalant mask, and he felt a tug of sympathy. He turned to Dimple. Why? What happened? She stabbed a fry into the little plastic ketchup pot on her plate.
She's an idiot.
Dimple looked back up at Ashish, and her eyes softened.
Sorry, man, but she's just too into Evan for anything to happen between you guys. For no reason I can fathom. I mean, you're clearly the better choice, but try telling her that.
She set her fry down and sat back in her chair, sighing.
Love just makes idiots of people.
Rishi grinned. Yeah, but that's not always a bad thing. Dimple smiled reluctantly, and his heart soared on gilded wings. He had the power to do that, to make her smile even when she was upset. She felt the same about him as he felt about her. The thought still made him giddy. Then, remembering his little brother's pain, Rishi put a hand on Ashish's shoulder. Sorry. Ashish shrugged and took a sip of water. Then he pushed his chair back. I'm going for a walk. I'll see you back at your room later. As they watched him walk away, Dimple said softly,
Do you think he's going to be okay?
Yeah, Rishi said, watching his brother's retreating form. He'll be fine. Ashish always lands on his feet.
Chapter 48. Dimple. Saturday night came hurtling with the speed of 1,000 maglev trains. Dimple did not feel remotely ready. It was dark backstage, darker than she'd anticipated. Dimple hadn't been in a backstage area since elementary school. It was too big, too serious, too heavy. Everyone was speaking in hushed voices, racing back and forth from the dressing room, even though the audience hadn't even begun to gather yet. Max flitted around, talking to people encouragingly, one hand on the shoulders of those especially nervous. She swallowed and turned to Rishi in the wings. "I don't think I can do this." She clenched her hand around her tote bag that held her costume and makeup. "Seriously, maybe we should just back out now." He smiled and kissed her on the forehead. "No." She raised an eyebrow. "Did you just say no to me?" He looked sheepish. "No." That made her smile. "For a second." "Look, maybe we can tell Max I'm sick. He can't dock points for that, right? It's like an act of God or nature or something. Even insurance companies realize those are..." Rishi put both hands on her shoulders and took a deep breath. She copied him without even thinking about it and felt instantly slightly calmer. "We're going to be fine," he said, his voice low and rumbling and soothing. "I promise." His honey eyes didn't lie. She nodded, and hand in hand, they walked to the dressing rooms in the back. If backstage had been heavy with hushed silence, the dressing rooms were mirthful, dizzying chaos. The smell of hairspray and cologne was like a physical presence, pressing itself between people, wrapping its arms around Dimple. People peered in mirrors that had big, round light bulbs studded around them, putting off enough heat so that the light hoodie Dimple wore began to feel like a snowsuit. She unzipped it and took it off, looking around at the various stages of costumed finery. "Wow." "No kidding," Rishi said, looking around. His eyes sparkled in the lights. "It looks like a bunch of theater majors in here." A boy dressed like a mime, his face white with makeup, lips done in rosy red, turned to them from the next chair. "Hey." It took Dimple about 10 full seconds to realize it was Jose. She laughed. "Hey, nice costume." He grinned, his teeth slightly yellow against the white paint on his face. "Thanks. This is nothing, though. Apparently some of our classmates got the hookup from some theater camp peeps. That's why some of the costumes are so amazing." He waved his hand over at a brown-haired girl, Lyric. She wore a long-sleeved leotard with a big plume of peacock feathers fanning out from her butt area, studded with glittering blue and green sequins, and trailing black sequin feather boas from her wrists. She looked ethereal. Dimple looked around. Celia wasn't anywhere. None of the Aberzombies were. She wondered what was going on. Then she was distracted. Some of the guys had whole cases of professional-looking makeup and actual rolls of makeup brushes. Dimple had her CoverGirl stuff she'd had since 9th grade, when Mama had forced her to buy some for the Diwali celebration. She looked in alarm at Rishi. "How do they even know how to use this stuff?" He leaned toward her. "We don't need that," he said confidently. "We have sheer talent. They're obviously overcompensating." One of the uber-costumed guys passing by threw them a dirty look, and Dimple pursed her lips to keep from laughing. "Well, I guess I'd better get started." She sat on the stool nearest her, setting her bag on the table. Rishi took the stool next to hers. They were already wearing most of their costumes. Luckily, Anushka Sharma and Shah Rukh Khan wore pretty simple outfits in the official Dance Pe Chance video. Athletic clothes for her, pants and a jacket and shirt for him. It was just another reason Ashish's idea to use the song had been so genius. Now Dimple could focus on not blundering the steps and falling off the stage.
Celia isn't here, Rishi said simply. Dimple didn't answer the question he wasn't asking.
Nope.
She concentrated on plugging in her hair straightener, which she'd borrowed from a girl down the hall who was going to be wearing a wig tonight anyway, and laid out her makeup. Powder foundation, eyeliner, not kajal, Mama would be so disappointed, and lip gloss. She tried not to think about what was probably happening out there. The show didn't start for another 45 minutes, but some of the early birds in the audience would be filtering in. Each segment was supposed to be no longer than 5 minutes, and Dimple and Rishi didn't come on till the middle, so they probably had close to 2 hours of waiting left. Urgh!
I heard the audience is supposed to be a mix of art and theater students attending summer camps,
Louis, a quiet blonde boy, said. He was sitting on Dimple's right, dressed in a suit with a red handkerchief poking out from his pocket. A black top hat, white gloves, and a bouquet of colorful plastic flowers sat on the counter at his elbow.
Magic? Dimple guessed, nodding toward his accoutrements.
He nodded. I've been doing it since I was 7. He nodded toward his partner, who was sitting beside him, playing on his phone.
Connor's my assistant. I'll saw him in half at the end. I think we have a real shot at winning.
Dimple's spreadsheet said otherwise. Magic was a notoriously poor performer.
Cool.
What about you guys? He asked,
glancing over at Rishi, who, totally unselfconsciously, was practicing a few moves in front of the mirror.
We're doing a dance to an Indian song, Dimple said, feeling a flurry of nerves in her belly.
Lewis's eyes drifted to Rishi's gyrating form.
Oh, he said slowly. Good luck.
Max stood between their stools and smiled at them. This was their second visit in 10 minutes. Ashish had been in before Max to assure them that he was armed and ready with the music. He kept saying, chill, dudes, you're going to be great. Dimple knew he was trying to be helpful, but at the end she'd wanted to bash him over the head with her stool. She'd been glad when he left. Honestly, with her nerves the way they were, the only person she could stand to be around right then was Rishi.
You guys ready? Max asked, looking from Rishi to Dimple.
His smile, hidden snugly behind his beard and mustache, faded slightly as he took in her face. Placing a hand on her shoulder, he said,
you're gonna be great. You're rehearsed. Just go out there and have fun.
Oh, great. She was one of the hand-on-the-shoulder people. Dimple nodded, gulped, and smiled. 2 minutes, okay? He patted Rishi on the back and turned on his heel to wait for Lewis and Connor to finish their magician's act. From the scattered applause, it didn't sound like it was going so well so far.
Oh, God, Dimple said, clutching her stomach.
Her newly straightened hair fell into her face.
What if they start booing us? Should we finish? Or should we just bow and walk out? I mean, it's so undignified to keep performing while people boo, right? Or what if they throw stuff? I've heard those theater students can be heartless because their standards are so high.
Don't worry, Rishi said, stretching his arms above his head.
How the heck did he look so relaxed? How?
I'll be your body shield.
She glared at him. Not funny, Patel.
Chapter 49. Rishi. Rishi didn't understand how Dimple could be so nervous. They'd watched the rehearsal videos together. She was amazing. So Apsara-like, he felt bad for the other performers. They may as well just pack up and go home now. He ran a finger down her arm and reveled in the way goosebumps sprouted on her skin. She was so incredibly beautiful, even then, with that frenzied, nervous energy emanating from her. Her eyes were wild behind her glasses. She'd refused to consider taking them off for the dance, afraid she'd tumble right off the stage, even though her eyes weren't that bad, and she kept swallowing compulsively. She was probably so full of air she'd lift off the stage like a balloon, Rishi thought with a smile. but he probably shouldn't tell her that. He wrapped his hand around Dimples as they walked to the wings. They heard Lewis and Connor finishing up, the audience clapping half-heartedly. Max turned and winked before walking out on stage to introduce them.
"There are so many people here," Dimple murmured, peeking through a little opening at the audience.
Rishi took the chance to steal one last look at her. He didn't care about this whole talent show thing very much, not beyond the fact that it mattered to Dimple. He was lucky. His lack of caring made him supremely unnervous. He watched the tiny pulse fluttering at Dimple's neck, the way her shoulders were bunched up around her ears. She wanted this so much. So, so much. He leaned in and kissed her temple. "Tujh mein rab dikhta hai," he whispered, an over-the-top line from the movie their song came from. It meant, "I see God in you." He watched her smile and roll her eyes. And then he said, "I love you." She jumped and turned to look at him, eyes wide, just as Max announced their names. Rishi grinned and pulled her on stage.
Dimple. It was dark while they took their positions. Dimple looked at the outline of Rishi next to her. She heard the near-absolute silence of people in the audience. A few shifted, someone coughed. She felt herself breathe. "I love you." He'd really finally said the words. Rishi loved her. When the lights came on, Dimple was smiling. The music began and Dimple started to move. She knew Rishi was doing his part, but she wasn't focused on him. She wasn't focused on what the audience was looking at. She just kept moving the way she'd been practicing all week, the way her body knew she should move. And mixed in with the music and the beat, she kept hearing, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Then the song was over. She and Rishi came together to bow. And the theater cracked open with applause.
Rishi. They ran off stage together the moment the spotlights went off. Dimple was giggling so hard, Rishi was worried she'd keel over. They were holding hands again, but this time, she was the one pulling them off stage.
"Oh my God," she said. "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We did it."
He smiled and wrapped an arm around her waist.
"You did it. You were incredible."
She turned to him as they made their way to the dressing room, stopping right beside a couple of people stretching their hamstrings, who paused to give them thumbs-up signs before resuming their stretches.
"I love you."
Her eyes were emitting so much light they'd gone supernova. Rishi's heart exploded into 1,000 colors. The world was on fire. He put his hands on her face and kissed her like he might never have the chance again. Dimple kissed him back, mouth pressed against his with a fevered hunger. He tasted salt from her sweat. When they broke apart, Rishi grinned.
"I knew, though."
She laughed and clutched his arm as they walked back and entered the dressing room.
"Do you think we might win? Everyone seemed to love it. I really think we have a chance."
"We totally have a chance. A really good one."
"Great job, guys!"
It was Ashish, loping toward them, grinning. Dimple spun around.
"Did you really think so? Was it good?"
"Was it good?"
Ashish held out his phone.
"Check it out for yourselves, dudes. You guys looked just like Anushka and Shahrukh out there."
He played them a snippet. Rishi was astounded. He'd known Dimple had looked good, but he'd been distracted by his own steps. Now, seeing it like Ashish had, he was blown away. She looked like a professional, not like someone who'd decided to do this for a talent show, but like someone who did it all the time. Every step was fire. Her hips were magic.
"You should be a dancer," he said, and then whistled. "I mean, wow."
She smiled and blushed adorably, swatting at him.
"I'm so glad it looked okay. I really want to win that money."
"You will,"
Ashish said with absolute sincerity, and Rishi's heart surged with love for his little brother.
Dimple. Dimple was giddy with glee. She stood in front of the mirror, wiping her makeup off with remover Jose had given her. He seemed genuinely excited for Rishi and her, which she thought was sweet. Dimple could see, flush from the endorphins of a great performance, why actors and performers got addicted to this kind of thing. It had always seemed unfathomable to her, choosing a career where all you did was put yourself out in front of hundreds or thousands of people and risked rejection in real time. But if they felt even half of what she was feeling now when it went well... Cackling laughter broke Dimple out of her reverie. She looked in the mirror to see Isabel and Celia stumble in behind her, arms around each other, laughing and swaying, clearly drunk on something besides life. Celia's face was red and sweaty, her usually buoyant curls stuck to the back of her neck and her forehead. She was wearing a hot pink leotard with a cotton ball tail and a headband with pink, glittery ears. She looked like she'd been dipped in body glitter. Isabel was dressed in a black bikini that showed 98% of her skin, but she kept holding her arms in front of her chest and stomach like maybe she wasn't the one who'd chosen that particular outfit.
"Oh, dear gods,"
Rishi muttered next to her, his mouth twisting into a mixture of distaste and pity.
"Celia's trying to be a sexy bunny."
"I wonder what the guys are dressed like," Dimple said, just as Evan and Hurry walked in. They were, no surprise, both shirtless. Their six-packs, collective 12-packs, had been coated in bronzing oil. Dimple got a whiff from where she stood. It smelled like the word tropical. They wore surf shorts, and their hair was carelessly bedheady. Evan caught her eye and flashed her a 1,000-watt grin.
"Nice stretchy pants," he said, half-leering. "Too bad you got no booty to fill them out."
Rishi stood up, hands balled at his sides.
"What did you say?"
Dimple put a hand on his arm. "Not worth it," she said, looking straight at Evan, who laughed and bumped fists with Hurry before they kept moving. Celia didn't even spare her a glance. Dimple wasn't sure she'd even seen her, but it still stung.
"Man, those singer guys just bombed so hard. I mean, they utterly and totally butchered Hotel California," Ashish said, walking in with two bottles of water.
He stopped when he caught sight of Celia and the Aberzombie group, his smile slowly fading. Dimple walked up to him and took the bottles of water. She spoke quietly, looking at him, though his eyes never left Celia. "She's just doing this because she wants to finally have that high school experience she never had. It means nothing." Ashish swallowed, his Adam's apple bobbing slowly. He looked down at her.
"That just makes it worse," he said,
and walked out, just as Evan picked up Celia with one arm, and she began squealing. Dimple walked back to Rishi and handed him one of the bottles. "That sucks," she said, sighing. "I think he really likes her." Rishi hadn't opened the bottle. He was looking out toward the hallway where Ashish had disappeared.
"Yeah," he said, sort of wonderingly. "I think he really does."
"What?" Dimple asked. "Why do you have that look?" Rishi turned to her after a long pause, as if just realizing she'd asked a question. He shook his head like he was trying to clear it.
"I need to go talk to Ashish for a second."
Chapter 50. Rishi. Rishi found Ashish sitting by a huge stack of folding chairs in a dark, dusty corner of the backstage area. He had his hands between his knees, fingers laced together, and was staring out into the middle distance. Rishi cleared his throat softly, and Ashish looked up at him. It struck Rishi how soft and vulnerable and hurt his little brother looked in the instant before his defensiveness came back. "I did that," Rishi thought, and the idea stung like nettle. "I've made him defensive by constantly judging his choices because they aren't the ones I'd make." He pulled out a folding chair from the pile and sat next to Ashish. "You really like her?" "Yep," Ashish shifted.
and I don't need a lecture about how she's not suitable or whatever. Rishi raised a hand. I wasn't going to say that. Well, that's a change, Ashish mumbled sarcastically. They were quiet for a moment, watching a small group of guys talk excitedly about their chances. The guys didn't seem to notice them, sitting in the dark about 10 feet away. When they disappeared into the dressing rooms, Rishi turned to Ashish. I'm sorry. Ashish's eyebrows shot up. For... You've been really supportive with this whole talent show thing. You've really helped Dimple, and me, a lot. And I appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't say anything before. Ashish nodded and looked away. Yeah, no problem. But also... Rishi looked down at his hands and then up again, waiting till Ashish met his eye. I'm sorry I haven't always supported you. I've judged you instead of just being there for you. You're different from the rest of us, and I was always trying to get you to change to be more like us. That wasn't fair. Rishi paused and looked out into the dark before continuing. The truth is, I've always been slightly envious of you. You've always been so sure of yourself, of what you want, even if it wasn't anything Ma or Papa ever encouraged. Even when they, or I, actively discouraged you from doing something you really wanted to do, you did it anyway. I've always envied that courage. He smiled. I see it in Dimple, too. That's probably why you guys get along so well. Ashish stared at him and rubbed his jaw. Wow. I don't know what to say. Rishi shrugged. You don't have to say anything. I just wanted to tell you that. And this girl, Celia? If you really like her, you should fight for her. Because I don't think she and Evan are going to last. I don't think she even really likes him. Yeah, but I'm not sure she even likes me. So what are you going to do? Rishi asked. Just sit back and do nothing? That doesn't sound like you. He waited a few seconds and, when Ashish didn't say anything else, stood. I guess I'll get back to Dimple. Rishi? He turned. Thanks. Ashish smiled a little. And for the first time since he'd come to SFSU, his jaw was relaxed. For what it's worth, I really like Dimple. I was wrong about her. Rishi grinned. I know. And then he walked back to the dressing room.
Dimple. Max looked concerned. Even his beard and mustache were a quiver. You guys can't perform like this. Dimple was sipping her water, trying not to look like she was eavesdropping, but it was hard to do when the conversation was taking place literally 2 feet from where she sat. We're fine, Evan said, looking right at him. There's nothing wrong. Max leveled a look at Isabel, who was trying hard not to laugh. She had both hands pressed up to her mouth. Beside her, Celia was grinning loosely like her jaw muscles had all liquefied. Really? Really? Harry crossed his arms and waited till Max looked at him. We're cool. I mean, I could get my parents on the phone, but I don't think that's necessary. Do you? There was a tense moment when Dimple didn't know which way this would go. Who were Harry's parents? It was clear he'd just pulled rank with Max, but Dimple had no idea what it really meant. Finally, Max let out a slow breath. Fine, he said, in that uber-calm voice older adults used when they were trying not to lose their cool. I'm going to announce your teams, then. Evan and Harry fist-bumped, and Evan said, Bro, that was epic! That wing your parents donated to the computer science department must be something else. Oh. Max's reaction made more sense now. Harry shrugged nonchalantly at Evan's comment, but his chest was puffed out. Like being rich was something he'd built with his own two manicured hands. The Aberzombies began to make their way out of the dressing room. At the last minute, Dimple pulled Celia aside, which wasn't hard to do because she was trailing behind the three of them. Her skin had taken on an unhealthy pale green cast. You don't have to do this, Dimple said quickly. She could hear Max introducing them on stage. You can still back out. Celia's bloodshot hazel eyes met hers. For a second she looked like she might cry or throw her arms around Dimple's neck or ask to be taken home. But then she wrenched her arm out of Dimple's hand and stalked out behind the others. Rishi walked in looking over his shoulder at the group.
They smell like armpits and rubbing alcohol.
Then catching her expression, he said, You okay? Dimple nodded. I want to go out where we can watch their performance. Yeah, sure. They walked out together to the wings. Ashish was there too. The stage was dark, but the four of them had already gone out to take their places. The spotlights came on, and the guys in the crowd began cheering Celia and Isabel, both of whom were at center stage, their arms around each other, gyrating to sexy heat. There were some hoots from the women in the crowd, too, especially when Evan and Hurry began their bit, slapping the girls' butts and mouthing the lyrics. This is awful, Rishi said. Dimple noticed that, like her, he was having trouble looking away from the unfolding train wreck. She glanced at Ashish, who looked pale. The corners of his mouth were tight, and a muscle jumped in his jaw when Evan pretended to yank on Celia's hair. Maybe you shouldn't watch this, Rishi said, looking at his little brother in concern. No, Ashish said, taking a deep breath. I want to see. Celia and Isabel were getting closer and closer on stage, and Dimple knew the part where they were supposed to dance close together must be coming up. But when Isabel put her arms around Celia's neck and pulled her close, to the thunderous applause of most of the guys in the audience, Celia stepped back. Dimple's heart stuttered. A look of confusion passed over Isabel's face. She stopped and blinked, as if she were wondering how she'd ended up on that stage. Evan jogged forward and whispered something to her and Celia, his face tight and furious. Hurry crossed his arms. The crowd fell silent, watching. And then, Celia pushed Evan. He barely moved, but she stumbled with the effort. Ashish moved forward like he wanted to run on stage. Then Celia was yelling, Screw you! And running off stage right toward them. The song stopped. After an intense moment of silence, the audience began to boo. Celia came bursting through the wings just as Dimple moved out of the way. When she saw Dimple, she began to cry harder. Without thinking, Dimple wrapped her arms around Celia and pulled her close. Even though Celia was wearing 6-inch heels, she managed to fold herself down and put her face in the hollow of Dimple's neck. Dimple patted her back. It's okay, she said. You did the right thing. I'm proud of you. The Aberzombies burst through then. Hurry hollered, You totally screwed it up, Celia. Isabel said quietly, Don't yell at her. Back off, Dimple said, glaring at Hurry. Or what? Evan crossed his arms and stepped forward, so he loomed over Dimple and Celia. How about you? Stay out of this. Rishi put himself between Evan and Dimple. How about you step back? Evan glared at Rishi. And then Hurry said, Is there a problem? Suddenly, Ashish was by Rishi's side. Dimple pulled Celia farther back, away from the crowd. Isabel followed them. Celia said, her voice tiny, They're not going to fight, are they? Just as Evan said, It's not my fault the bitch couldn't follow through. And then Ashish punched him. Chapter 51 Dimple It was chaos for a few minutes as Hari lunged at Rishi and Evan and Ashish went at it. Dimple looked around, her throat tight, her heart racing. She waved to Max, who was walking toward them, his eyes widening at the sight. He and a couple of the bigger Insomniacon students pulled the guys apart. Break it up! He yelled. Right now! When the four guys separated, Dimple noted with horror that Rishi's nose was bleeding. Celia whimpered when she saw Ashish's lip was cut, the front of his t-shirt splattered with blood. I can't believe...